it's not surprising, everyone that's arrived in group, because we're moving into a quickened energy, is what they're saying. A quickened energy, what it reminds me of, it's like, I don't know, when you'd have like a song or a dance and then they speed it up and you're still trying to keep up. We're definitely going to keep up, but the idea is there is a lot of power that is in our midst, and so we're really learning how to use it for our best advantage. We don't want to be concerned about it. It's a huge blessing. But before we begin the formal transmission, it's just sort of a statement that this is the time to really monitor your thoughts and monitor what you're saying, monitor your feelings, like your thoughts and your, like, it's just going to come, whatever comes, it's come what may. But it doesn't mean that we have to stay there. And so we want to be, you know, just the way you're responding, like you tell a child you're responsible for picking up your trash after you eat. We're responsible for what we're sending out to the universe. So we're going to see the effects of that. So when you're sending out love and when you're sending out healing and when you're sending out self-realization, that's what's going to come back tenfold. And when you're sending out junk, which we all still do from time to time, we're going to get that proper response. So it's a feedback loop, and that's good because we're really maturing and we're growing and we're supposed to. This is really the time of self-arrival, self-acquaintance, self-restoration. So for whatever reason, excuse me, it's just like a little PSA reminder that the more that we can prioritize that reflective claim, meaning I'm just going to mute whoever still needs muting, maybe no one now, the more that we honor the fact that we really are spiritual grown-ups. We're not in kindergarten anymore. We're not in preschool. So we're, you know, the teacher's not going to pick up our trash after us. So, you know, the more that we can enjoy it and the more that we can have fun with it and just sort of giggle and smile. So when someone's very, you know, rude and you're realizing you're holding rude thoughts about them, it's like the more we can take ownership for that and responsibility for that, it's really going to help us recognizing that we hold the power and we decide. So you're going to come forth whatever it presents, but then the question is, and then what? So the more that we take ownership and responsibility, it's going to really go a long way because we're going to start seeing cause and effect. And time is speeding up, so it's going to start becoming faster than we're used to. So they're going to be helping us manage it. Each of us have extraordinary support and lineage that is like really providing our way. So the more that we listen to those taps, so the tap is when you're starting like feeling you're supposed to be paying attention, and we may have a tendency to want to ignore it. That's what we want to shift. We want to really start paying attention to those signs and signals when you're feeling like, you know what, time to turn that baby around, time to take a look at it, time to really manage your own store, manage your own field, manage your own engagement. Okay. So this is our time of advancement. So that was the instructions. Now here's the good part. This is our time of advancement. This is our time of our eternal say. So when they're saying eternal say, that is your higher self. How amazingly wonderful, beautiful is that? So this is the time of your eternal say, is we've had this personality self that's been functioning. And so our eternal self, our I am presence, our Christ self, our Buddhahood is now stepping in line. So just imagine, walk, walk, walk. Your higher self is like coming in, coming in. Walk, walk, walk. Higher self coming in stride. So now the two of you, walk, 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 side by side. at some point, the whole idea is the higher self is going to step right in. It's just going to step right in. So what's very important is that we give it leg room, that we don't decide that we know best, that we listen to that inner smile, that we listen to that higher stance, that we listen to that higher advice, because that is what is wants to come in and play. That's what's going to give us new information, new, they're showing me like a new passport, like here's your passport. But we want to understand that we're ready for it. We want to understand that we've been training for it. We want to understand with certainty that we can assume that highest glance, that highest signaling, that highest interfacing. And so when they're saying highest interfacing, it's like a very smooth, seamless transition. So it's sort of like taking a jump, lands in our bucket seat, lands in our heart, lands in our thought system, so that we stream success. Success is we're now motorized by our higher authority, our higher self. Again, it's not like some outside presence wanting to take over us. It's the highest aspect of our own awareness, our own self. So very, very helpful, very, very supportive. But we're going to notice ourselves changing lanes. So that's what they want to introduce. Changing lanes is I'm just doing my motion. I do the same thing day in and day out. But when our higher self is giving us a clue, it's like, well, you know, normally I do this, but maybe I should consider this. Normally I say no, but let me take back my no. Let me try it out. You know, who knows? So whatever it is, we want to remember that the stakes are high. And that's a very positive statement. In other words, we're soon going to be coaxed into overdrive. In other words, the more that we relax and really recognize that we could trust it, that we can let go and surrender. Let go and surrender does not mean we take a nap. Let go and surrender is we allow that good alibi. In other words, we allow that higher guidance to have our strength, to have our dictation, to have our triumph. In other words, to have all that we know that we've been operating on earth, but now from that heavenly glow, now from that heavenly system, now from that heavenly good advice, because we each have a divine authorship. We each have a divine appointment. We each have a divine look-see. In English, we have a divine plan that is being assembled, meaning that it's showing us, it's guiding us for our best and highest good. What we're learning to do is to recognize that signaling and allow it in. So just imagine someone's trying to come into your lane. You're going to be courteous. You're going to let them in. You're not going to ignore it. And so when we let that higher aspect of self, we claim victory overnight. So victory overnight is, it doesn't have to be this very long drawn out process. You're not talking about a year. You're talking about a very instantaneous withdrawal from sorrow. Withdrawal from sorrow is focusing on the old, circumstance, the old way of being, your old thought system. So we want to remember we're moving into the shift. We're moving into 5D. We're moving into unity consciousness. So we all understand that and we all know that, but we all haven't really understood that it's going to cause us to drive. So some of us are just sort of waiting for it to happen. Like, has it happened yet? You know, what's the story? And so we don't realize that we're activating that consciousness from within. So the more that we understand and enjoy the transition, the shift, the change, we'll soon have it all very managed. So we want to recognize that, because the old tendency, people don't like change. We always think, the ego is going to think like, oh, this is bad. What am I going to lose? And so this is all about change. So we're going to have a couple of hiccups, because the ego is going to be like, what you doing? I finally had things figured out and you're moving me again. the more we can get comfortable in really anticipating it and welcoming and not fearing it, but really learning along the way, we're going to start taking it in stride. So when I say taking it in stride, and there's really not an I in this transmission, it's more of a we. So when we say taking it in stride, the energy that is accumulating or developing or increasing is so substantial, so delightful, because some of us are going to start getting little trips, little teasers, little tastes of what's to come. And the mind may kind of play with you. I don't have the resources. I don't have the time. I don't have the health. I don't, whatever it is. But we want to realize we're getting that divine quickening. We're getting that divine standing along with our heavenly increase. So remember, it's a vibrational upliftment. It's a vibrational exposure. It's a vibrational transfer, so that everything that we need in order to fill that request is going to be ably provided. So all we have to do is say yes. We say all we have to do. It's a definite increase. But again, the more we can be excited about it and welcoming and learning along the way. So learning along the way, it's gonna be little things, simple things. I normally have the apple, maybe I'll have a pear. I normally sit by myself, why don't I invite that nice lady to sit with me? It's like little things that are gonna start accumulating. So things that you think don't really matter, they're gonna start mattering a lot, because you're really shifting your lifestyle more than you could even begin to understand or comprehend in this very moment. So that's sort of like mind-blowing. It's like, is this for real? So the more that we understand who we are, this is going to help us take the lead. So we really want to each understand that each of us are quite spiritually developed, enormously so. So they're using that word enormous in a very generous reassurance. We want to understand that we've been preparing for this, we've been training for this, that nothing's gonna come our way or be asked of us or be presented that we haven't already, sort of like met with instruction long ago. They gave me the words. How do I say that? They told me. Met with instruction long ago. So here we are taking ourselves back. And so because we've been aligned with that lower self, we may be puzzled at first. But the more that we stand prepared and the more that we stand ready in generous assumption, here's that word again, generous, more support than you could imagine, the room always being filled with support and ally and graduated emphasis, helping us draw from the very best, all we have to do is be willing to coincide. So we're coinciding with our new reality. We're coinciding with heavenly grace. Who doesn't want grace? We're coinciding with our higher self. Well, who wouldn't want that? So allow yourselves to receive mercy. Mercy is, it's not like you're struggling, crying, though you may be, but mercy is really what's due you. And they're just showing me the Scarecrow and the Wizard of Oz, where he was like stuffing in this, putting his stuffing back. In essence, this is what we're doing. We're not being given handout. We're returning to who we truly are. So this is what we really want to get, that it's a return. We're not creating something that already isn't. We're just simply remembering. We're simply making room, making allowance, extending ourselves into the light, so we're no longer functioning out of a very small aspect of who we are. We're allowing our entire infinity. So when they said that, they asked me to like take my arm and kind of draw like that, so we kind of really get the stretch. We really get the power that is ours, that we're all consuming. So now we're going back to the beginning where they gave that little message, like really take ownership for what you're putting out, because we're growing in power, we're growing in might, we're growing into our true nature. So allow yourselves to be uplifted and allow yourselves to be enjoined. So joining with your higher self, your divine self, your Christ self, whatever your words are, we want to remember. So again, words are really symbols. What matters is the light. What matters is your sincerity. What matters is your devotion. Am I devoted to my lower self? You may have the knee-jerk reaction. You know, at first is the judgment. At first is the disagreement from yesterday. And you're going to dig in your heels. But again, the more that we remember the light is in charge, and the more that we let go and allow that light in, we're going to be provided with a higher engagement. So allow yourselves to transfer in faith, meaning I have faith in who I really am. I have faith in all that I'm about. So again, all of us, you know, we've been here a couple of moons, and so we think we have everything figured out. But they're saying, think again. What if we had it all wrong? What if we've been carrying the light all along? What if we have the godly secrets to make all things possible anew again? So the more that we understand that we're being shown our true nature, we're being shown our true gifting. Each of us in many, many lifetimes have extraordinary gifts to share. And so the reason we're being drawn is the world needs them. Perhaps we need them ourselves to solve our own little riddles. But again, even when we need them for our own personal best, everything we're bringing forth to solve our own false injury, meaning that we forgot who we are and we have a little problem on our hands. As we offer the light, as we offer our remembrance, we're not just doing it for ourselves. This is so important that we understand that we're not individualized consciousness the way we think we are. We each have a body and a name. So we tend to just think about me, myself, and I. But that's about to, like, our top's about to be exploded. In other words, we're about to blow our minds, quite literally. And we really recognize that everything that we do, we're doing for love, meaning we're doing for harmony. We're doing for everybody. We're doing for everyone. So when we grow, when we solve, when we elevate, everyone's delighted, everyone's receiving. So we want to remember that that's what we're doing in this lifetime, is we're creating heaven on earth. And boy, have we brought forth a treasured gifting. In other words, the seers and the healers and the oracles, and it's like we have it all. We really, really do. So allow yourselves to let go, and letting go is allow the light to transfer. So we want to, like, when we have clenched fists, like I've gathered this, this is mine, I'm holding on to it for dear life. If we're holding on to something really strongly, the problem is we don't have an open hand, left hand receiving hand. We don't have an open hand to welcome in more. So we want to really recognize that what's ours is not going to leave us. What's here by divine authority? What's here because your soul has earned it? It's yours. So we want to really allow ourselves to stretch and let go, because, how would I say that? Like, we don't understand what's for our best and highest good until we really bring everything through and we're fully engaged. Some of our motivations are not part of the quickening, are not part of the divine plan. So we may think we want the guy, the job, that whatever it is we think we want, but our higher self has what we really want, has the higher knowing, they want me to say, so higher knowing. So when we have that open hand, we're extending ourselves for grace. We're extending ourselves for, like, love's administration to welcome in more. So allow yourselves to receive the spiritual riches. Again, the spiritual riches being including your spiritual higher self. So allow yourselves to receive God's glory. God, of course, being our godly self, our I am presence. Again, the more that we start dropping this outside, someone, something is going to come save me. And we start really understanding that we're saving ourselves because we're fully capable. So allow your true nature to be understood. Again, understood is being felt, is being assumed, is being commingled, is being advanced, is being well acquainted. And allow all of the light to be fully restored. So when I said all of the light to be fully restored, all of a sudden the auric fields went a dancing, went a glowing, went triumphing. So we want to remember that in truth, we're all of it. In truth, we are source taking in on the illusion of form. So how much light can you hold? More than you can imagine. So the more that we allow ourselves that introduction to our true claim, to our true wisdom, to our true reality, this is what's going to take hold. So all of us that are interested in manifesting, we manifest from what's inside. So when we're holding abundance inside, when we're holding the light inside, when we're holding the acknowledgement that everything I receive for all to claim, well, then there's no reluctance, then there's no shame, then there's no shortage. So that's what we're doing. We're shifting from I'm a limited body and there's a shortage, there's scarcity, to there's only complete abundance. And that's what's happening always. So allow yourselves to shine, allow yourselves to retrieve God's glory, again, God being your higher self. And then, or align with your higher self, and then when we allow that true clear vision, now this is the alignment, this the state of consciousness where we can truly see, where we can truly magnetize all that is already provided. So when they're saying all that is already provided, it's waiting for us. We each have giftings waiting for us to open up to receive. And again, we're not receiving just gifts, we're receiving our true nature. And part of that is all that we've already mastered. So we're not reinventing the wheel, we're just opening up abroad. So allow yourselves to receive that divine union and allow that in the beating of your heart. So we want to remember our God consciousness, our God sense, is in our higher heart. And the more that we allow that to enlighten, so feeling that light, feeling that, when I feel it, it's just sort of, activating. It's just like a pulsation. But again, it's an incredible magnetizing pulsation because this is where our true life begins. I know we all think we've been living just fine, but this is where our true life begins. So allow the magic to occur, allow the light to be perceived, allow yourselves to be illuminated, and allow all now to be had, to be given with eyes wide open. Eyes wide open are not your physical eyes, your spiritual eyes. And remember the hearing, that we're going to be listening. And the listening is sometimes you hear it in auditory fashion, but more often it's just a sense, it's a knowing. And so we're learning to let go and to trust. It's sort of like our God self can come in and play my hand any old time at once. So we're going to be doing that more and more and more. So expect that intrusion. Expect it. Welcome it in inside. And receive, receive, receive. And then just simply a moment of gratitude, gratitude to your higher self. Again, I am presence, Christ self, Buddhahood, whatever words ring most dear to you. And allowing that good knowing now to transfer, whether you want to share that energy with Turkey and Syria, with members of Congress, members of your family, but what's most important that is you do that with love. Because any angst, any ignorance, you're just looking at your own ignorant self or yourself in angst. So we want to remember, we don't give because we're judging someone for not having light yet. We're sharing because those that don't have light, we're all one. We're all one. There's something very important about that for someone to understand. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.